Hello and welcome to the Bullshit Games Podcast. I am your host today, and it is I, Quinn. Today we're doing a little bonus segment. These are my top 11 best summer games during the Steam Summer Sale. So these are the 11 best Steam Summer Sale games. If you have your own opinions and think my opinions are not that great, feel free to tweet me your opinions at BS Games Podcast. I'll look them over and maybe I'll reconsider. Maybe I'll buy one of these games and talk about one of these games on the podcast at a later date. Either way, if you think my opinions are bullshit, because they are, tell me your opinions. Just please tweet me at BS Games Podcast. I want to hear what you guys are playing. I want to hear what you guys are enjoying. I want to hear what your 11 best summer Steam sale games are. And if you would be so kind, if you want to leave a rating on the podcast, wherever you're listening, that would also do me a very good solid, very big, very good solid. We're a brand new podcast. We don't have a whole lot of listeners at the moment, and those ratings really help us out. One thing I want to notice and mention about this list, these 11 best summer sale games that are my opinion, is that they're in no particular order. These are just games that I think are good, and not one is better than the other. I just think they're good games, good offers on the Steam Summer Sale. Let's get into it. So my first game on the list is the Borderlands Handsome Collection. Now, the Borderlands Handsome Collections include Borderlands 2 and every goddamn piece of DLC for that game, as well as Borderlands the pre-sequel. There is so much content in this package, and it's only $4.40 US. That is insane. That is a 97% off deal, steal. Go buy it. Have your grandmother buy it. Everyone you know should buy this. You can all play Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel together, and you can play every single character in class because you'll own every piece of DLC for this game. It is a good game. It is a good steal. Go get it. Number two on the list, and like I said, there's no particular order here, is Monster Hunter World. This game is actually $30, not maybe $4.40, but it is $29.99 USD. It is only 50% off, but honestly, this game has an infinite amount of content. Infinite. Like, I can't describe to you how many hours you can get out of this game. At least a thousand. I almost have 100 hours in this game, and I haven't even scratched the surface of what this game offers. What adds to the content is that they do free updates regularly on the game, adding new bosses, new characters, new stuff. You can play as Geralt and Ciri from The Witcher 3 in this game in one of the newer updates, which is insane. That's so awesome. They added Witcher bosses into Monster Hunter World. Get this game. Speaking of Geralt of Riviera, we got Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Game of the Year Edition as my third game on the list. It is $14.99 USD, which is a 70% off offer. I think this steal of a deal comes up all the time. It honestly goes on sale all the time, which is insane because The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is probably one of the best RPGs to come out in the last decade. It is a detailed, expansive world, tons of bang for your buck in game time. All the DLCs are included, and one of them, I think it was the Blood Wine something DLC, was like rated one of the best DLCs of all time. So definitely one of the best RPGs to come out in the last decade. Definitely a game that is worth your time, and definitely a good steal at 70% off. Fourth game on the list is also another RPG. Sorry, there are so many RPGs, but it's kind of just listed that way. I go from RPGs to some other stuff and then to more friend-based multiplayer games. So just stay with me here. The fourth on the list is Divinity Original Sin 2 Definitive Edition. Now, this is only 40% off. I know that's not much of a steal at $26.99 USD, but this is a large, like, capitalized but here with two T's. This is literally D&D the game. This is Dungeons & Dragons the game. And now, know how I know that? Because they were so good at making this game like D&D the video game that the devs of Divinity Original Sin 2 were given the licensing to make Baldur's Gate 3, which is actually a D&D-owned property. They were so good at making a D&D-like experience in a game that they were given the licensing to make Baldur's Gate 3 a D&D property. Like I said, I had to say it again because it means a lot. This is honestly one of the most free RPGs I've ever played. You pretty much are allowed to do anything you want. If you can think of it, you can do it. There are a lot of fun videos on YouTube showing what you can do in this game. I saw someone play and beat the entire game without actually attacking anything. I think what he did is he did some glitch, or it wasn't even a glitch, it was just something you can exploit in the game because the game allows you to do anything, where he magnified the ability or the damage that fire objects can do, and then he made an explosive barrel that basically did a million times damage and just killed everything on the earth. So that was pretty crazy. You can do insane things in this game. You can actually play online with your friends. You can even make your own custom quests in the editor and DM your own D&D campaign from in the game, which is insane. Lots of great value. One of the best D&D, it is the best D&D game there currently is. Go check it out. At number 5 on my list, we got Sid Meier's Civilization VI Gold Edition. And there's a little bit of a caveat here. You have to also get the Gathering Storm DLC. Now, I think Civ VI on its own with the Gold Edition, which comes with the majority of the DLC, is a good experience. Especially if you have some friends to play with. You pretty much are dedicating like 11 hours per game to be hanging out with your friends and playing and strategizing and all that. And it can get a little bit salty, and by the end of the 11-hour session, everyone's a little bit dead inside. But I think it's still worth the experience, and I think the Gathering Storm DLC actually changes the game so much that it's worth investing in. Now, altogether, that comes to roughly $60, and I know no one wants to spend $60 during a sale on a single game, but it's well worth it. It has mixed reviews, but it's an essential PC series to add to your repertoire. You manage entire civilizations, you can win in various ways with your military, science, diplomacy, and it's great to sort of sweep in under a friend of yours and come in with like a diplomacy victory while they're trying to go military or vice versa. Also, Gandhi will fuck you up like nobody's business, which is insane. But if you get the base game, Civ 6 Gold Edition, it's going to be a 77% off deal. And if you go with the Gathering Storm DLC, that's a 25% off the Gathering Storm DLC. So ultimately, it is a little bit pricey at $60. I think if you're into strategy games, if you have a few friends that are looking to spend a few bucks, this is definitely a series to get into. Inserting a little indie game action here at my number 6, this is going to be This War of Mine. Now, if you haven't played this game or haven't seen this game or haven't heard of this game, it's an interesting dynamic of how you have to play a survival game. So this is a survival game. Your characters are stuck in a war zone. They're not really military personnel or anything like that. They're just average people trying to survive the ongoing horrors of being in a war zone. And you have to make interesting choices around how you survive around lack of food, medicine, whether other scavengers you encounter could be friendly or hostile. You have to make some tough choices. Like there's an example of an elderly couple living in their home, and you have to decide if you want to rob them, if you want to help them, what do you want to do? And ultimately, like, let's say you want to help them, you might go and say, hey, I want to help you, and they might shoot at you because the last person that said they was going to help them actually robbed them. So it's these dynamic choices you have to make. You have to decide who lives, who dies. It's very difficult. It doesn't hold your hand. There's going to be sad situations where one of your players is just going to die because they got sick, and even though you've been cranking medicine and food into them, it's just not going to work out. It's 75% off, $4.99. There's no reason why you can't throw a 5 at this game and get it. It is worth your time. It's a fun indie game. Go get it. Number 7 on the list is going to be Devil May Cry 5. This game is 34% off, and it is $39.59 USD. Now, I know that's also not the best price range if you're looking for some $5 games, but this game came out this year in March, only a few months ago, and it's already down to $40. It is the best mainstream hack and slash game around. It is a great entry point into the franchise. It has multiple characters to play as, and now they have online co-op in the game for like twice the hacks and slashes. It's insane that this is even out. I played the DMC reboot, which was just called DMC. That was a lot of fun. I plan on getting this game, and the co-op added into it makes it even more worth my while. I can get a friend to come play with me. I can get Chase to come play with me because he loves the Devil May Cry series. I think it's going to be a blast. It seems like it's a steal for $40, and it came out a couple months ago. I think go check out this game and see if it's worth your time. At number 8, we have Resident Evil 2, which pretty much follows the same vein as Devil May Cry. It's 34% off. It's $39.59 USD. It came out earlier this year in January. It's a great entry point into that franchise, and it's a remake of the game that got a lot of people into Resident Evil in the first place, except it's taken out all the clunky controls, it's improved the graphics, everything about it is a step up, and this is the right direction for Resident Evil going forward. A lot of people really liked Resident Evil 7 and the VR experience that came with that, and Resident Evil 2 is killing it on Steam right now. It has overwhelmingly positive reviews. It's doing really well. It's a zombie survival horror game, if you don't know what it is, where the zombies will actually like fuck you up worse than Gandhi will in Civ 6. Zombies are no joke in Resident Evil. I think this game is worth your time. It's definitely worth my time, and I plan on picking it up. What do you think? Let me know on Twitter. Like I said, you can at me at BS Games Podcast and tell me, hey, Resident Evil 2 sucks, even though everyone on Steam thinks it's an awesome game. It sucks for this deal. I'm looking for the penny pinchers. I want 99-cent games. Why are you giving me a $40 game? Tell me about it. We're moving on to the next one. All right, to wrap it up, we're going to be talking about these last three games that are more focused on playing with your friends. At number 9, we got Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. The base version is $10, and the deluxe version is $12, USD, of course. So that's either a 50% off deal or a 60% off deal, respectively, and you can choose which of the two you want. I think this game is by far better with friends. It even got the Better with Friends Steam Award last year, so that's how you know it's good. A lot of people really have a love for this game. It is pretty much like an updated Counter-Strike of sorts, where you defend the bomb, and you really have to play tactically and play with your teammates. Tons of playable classes. It does a lot more tactical. You can like plant up defenses. You can board up walls, board up doorways, plant little hacking devices so players on the opposite team can't see where you are with the cameras. It's so much fun when you play tactically, and it's even funner when you have a bunch of friends and you're just dicking around doing whatever the hell you want. I think this is a great game if you have a couple friends that just want to spend $10, get the game. Don't worry about getting the other classes later on. You can always pay for those later. Just go in the game, have some fun. It's a good time. Moving on to number 10, we got Sniper Elite 4. Now, this game is 80% off. This is a full $60 game, and it's being sold for $11.99 USD. 80% off. Fun World War II stealth shooter. Awesome slow-mo bullet zooms to see where your targets are getting hit by your bullets. You can shoot Nazis in the nuts and see their nuts explode. How can you not like that? That is the most fun you can have in a sniping game, and you can only get it in Sniper Elite. The co-op is actually really fun as well. It's pretty much the same game, but with another player. And so you guys can hit, each person can aim at a Nazi's testicles and blow each of them up. That's pretty cool. Me and a friend, independently of each other, actually told the other to buy this game because we had played Sniper Elite 3 last year during the summer sale, and it was so much fun, and we were like, hey, Sniper Elite 4, this year, it's happening. I'm going to be buying this game. I'm going to be playing this game. You guys should check it out. If you have a friend that can play with you that snipe Nazi nuts, it's a good time. Last but certainly not least is one of my favorite games of all time at my 11th spot. Like I said, this is not in any particular order. Even though this game is one of my favorite of all time, it doesn't mean the other games are of less quality or of less of a deal slash steal slash great game you should buy on the summer sale. But for number 11, I have Rocket League. Now, Rocket League is only on sale for 50% off at $9.99 USD, but it is one of the most fun games ever invented, and I do not say that lightly. It won the Most Fun with a Machine Steam Award, and it's won Best Played with Friends. It's won so many awards for Steam. Pretty much every year it's been out, it's won something because so many people love this game. 200,000 reviews on Steam. 200,000 reviews. That is insane. If you can't comprehend what that actually means, a normal game maybe gets 2,000 reviews. Rocket League has 200,000 reviews. People who play this game love this game. People who are not playing this game love this game. I have almost 1,000 hours played in the game. It's rocket cars and soccer. What's not to love? You play with friends. You have fun without your friends. You have fun if you have no friends. It's just fun. It's pure fun. It's really the perfect game. I know in the future, me and Chase will go over Rocket League several times in discussions about how it is such a good game. But it is. It's just how good it is. It's perfect. It's my number 11. Go get this game. Play it with me. Play it with Chase at BS Games Podcast. Tweet us when you're online. Tweet us your gamer tags. We'll kick your ass, boy. All right? Just play the game. Get the game. Rocket League is essential. If you don't buy any other game on this list, at least do yourself a solid and get Rocket League. Get Rocket League and get a gamepad, and you will have infinite fun. Not infinite good time, not infinite good gameplay, infinite fun. This game will make your life better. And I am not joking. That is my seal of approval. If you play this game and are depressed, then tweet me at BS Games Podcast and I will help you. I will therapy you out of your depression because Rocket League is such a good game. All right? God. Anyways, I want to thank all of you for joining, for listening with your beautiful ears. I hope you share your opinions with me at BS Games Podcast. I know I've been plugging it out there like crazy. I apologize. Like I said, me and Chase are new to this. We really want to make a little community of people around us. We don't really have many friends, so you could be our friend. Tweet me. Tweet us at BS Games Podcast. Make some friends. We'll be your friend. We'll play Rocket League with you. Do it. It's good. Everyone's happy. Yay. Now, once again, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed my 11 best summer sale games. Hopefully you send me your list as well. Some games you're thinking about on the summer sale. I'm going to be talking about a little bit later some games that I'm going to actually do a bullshit review on and talk about that I bought during the summer sale. And this is all just good stuff, you know? If you don't like the games, that's good on you. If you do like some of these games, even better. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Have a great day, and I love you all.